Welcome to Standing Strong Ministries Podcast with Dr. Sean Strong. We hope that you are encouraged by today's message.
They were in a severe car accident, and we're just believing God for their miracle healing. Please do me a favor, if you're watching our show, share this. We want to get this out to as many people as possible, and we want to make sure that everybody is can come in and join us. Linda, Kyle, Gloria, good to see all of you guys on here. Hope everybody's having a great day. Anyway, just want to come on here and finish our, keep going on our series. But a couple of quick announcements. If you've not had a chance to download our app in the Google Play or the Apple App Store, go there, download that, enable the push notifications. If you haven't on the app, go in and enable push notifications. It will give you, hello Sierra, good to see you. It will give you kind of some insight to what's going on around our ministry, what we're doing, where we're at, that kind of thing. So sorry about yesterday. I came on early thinking I was still in Central Standard Time. I wasn't. I was actually in, hello, Mike Huddleston, good to see you. I was on, regular time, and we're actually on Eastern time here. So I come on a little bit early, and my apologies. Also, we have our prophetic conference coming up. Jeremy Cook, Michael Lust, Dr. Mike Brown, Jeremy Google, Tommy Giddens, and myself. We will be having a wonderful conference here coming up next week, November 5th to the 10th. It's going to be amazing, Walking with Giants. And I'm really excited about that. So please come and join us if you can. Want to jump on here and give you just a couple, keep going on our series. Lies people believe about money. It's one of the things that I'm really teaching on. And so we've given you quite a bit of information. We want you to stay in those. My main scripture is 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse number 10. And that is, the love of money is the root of all evil. So it does not say that money is the root of all evil. It says the love of money. So we've debunked several lies. And so here's what we do in the show. We ask you to type in the points that we're making. And so I'm going to give you three or four quick things here today and just kind of give you an insight of what God is doing in our lives. Here is lie number four. More money will cure all problems. More money will cure all problems. Guys, that's not true. Just because you have a lot of money, just because you have a lot of financial wealth, that doesn't mean that you're going to be happy, that everything is going to be good. That's not true. Money will cure all problems. That's a lie. That's not true. Some of the most wealthy people are some of the most unhappy people. Okay, I want you to put that in the comments section. Some of the most wealthy people are some of the most unhappy people. The newspaper is filled with people all the time that have committed suicide that are wealthy. So money, okay, will not cure every problem. Think about this. A lot of rich people, a lot of people that have a lot of money, they think their friendships are plastic, that their relationships are plastic, that everything, you know, is going on in their life is all because, you know, of their money. And I think that's such a, you know, that's so important for us to understand today, because you and I both realize and recognize that, you know, think about this. 9 times out of 10, most of us are not content with the last salary raise that we had. That's, you know, so money doesn't make you happy. So I want to give you four quick things that I feel like that money cannot cure, okay? Here's the first one. Money cannot cure the emptiness of your soul, okay? I want you to put that in the comment section. Money cannot cure the emptiness of your soul. How many know Jesus is the only thing that can cure, you know, the emptiness to your soul? Money is just a tool. Money is just a tool that you can use to gain access to great things. Hey, Brother Jeremy, good to see you. Money is not the cure-all for everything, okay? Money doesn't cure the emptiness of your soul. Money cannot fill that emptiness, that void that you are trying to fill to try to get that, you know, to that emptiness to be leaving. Jesus is the only one that can cure that, right? So we need to make sure that we debunk that. Money can't cure the emptiness of your soul. Here's number two. Money cannot cure the emptiness of pain. You know, there's a lot of people on this earth that deal with a lot of pain emotionally, mentally, physically. Money can't cure that kind of pain. Money can't get rid of that kind of pain. And we've gotta really understand that money cannot deal with the emotional pain. It can't deal with mental pain. It can't cure those things. And so that's a lie that most people believe, that money, man, if I got money, I'm not ever going to walk in pain again. That's not true. There's a lot of wealthy people dealing with a lot of financial, that have everything made financially. But I'll tell you what they don't have. They don't have a cure for their emotional pain. Money cannot cure emotional pain. Okay, watch this. Money, here's number three. Money cannot cure loneliness. Money cannot cure loneliness. I don't know who said it. I don't remember right off the top of my head. But I think that, you know, one guy said this. If you can find one friend that is your real friend your whole life, you're a rich man. That's a powerful statement. You know, we need to value relationships, okay? Value relationships, because money can never cure loneliness. I have several friends on here, but I have a dear friend, Jeremy Mills, on here, a great friend to me, another friend, Jeremy Google, Tommy Giddens, other men like that, that are just, they're priceless. You can't put money on what they've done for me as a person and being there as a person in my life. So I want to encourage you, and I want to tell you that money cannot cure your loneliness, okay? And we need to understand that relationships are worth more than any money could ever buy. And we've got to understand that. We've got to know that. And I want to encourage you guys that these are lies that people believe, that money can cure pain. Money can cure the emptiness of my soul. Money can get rid of my loneliness. Money cannot help you get rid of loneliness. Hey, Pastor Ed, good to see you. Hope to see you tonight. And so I want to encourage you, don't let the enemy, you know, fill that void and tell you that money can cure loneliness. You can work yourself to the bone and still end up in hell by yourself, right? Okay, so, or you can end up in life by yourself. Money doesn't cure loneliness, okay? Last but not least, I wanna give you this one today. I want it to be an encouragement to you. Money cannot cure the crave for God's presence, okay? Money cannot cure the crave for God's presence, okay? That's a real, That's a real powerful thing that we need to understand, that money cannot cure the crave, okay, for God's presence. And that's something that every one of us crave, is that hunger, that desire for the presence of God. And money cannot cure that. Money cannot get rid of that. Money cannot buy that. His presence is priceless. His presence is priceless. Money cannot cure the crave that we have for God's presence. God's presence is the only thing in this world that money cannot buy, only relationship. Only relationship can actually purchase that. Okay. Hey, Amber, good to see you on here. Amber Yarbrough, great to see you. Dear friend, love you, praying for you. And I just want to encourage you, and I want to tell you that money cannot cure these things. So let's go over what we learned today. Money can't cure the emptiness of your soul. Money cannot cure pain. Money cannot bring, money cannot destroy loneliness. Money cannot cure the craving for God's presence. I want to encourage you, and I want to tell you that the only, hey, Brother Glenn Howe, good to see you. So sorry to hear that you're not going to be able to make it. Love you, man. Miss you. But I want to encourage you guys, and I want to tell you that money, okay, listen to me. This is really important. Money cannot cure these things. You know, people believe lies about money all the time. So again, some of the wealthiest people are the most unhappy, happiest people on the earth. Money cannot cure. I'm going to go over these one more time. Money cannot cure the emptiness of your soul. Money cannot cure pain. Money cannot cure loneliness. And money cannot end the craving for the presence of God. Okay? So I wanted to give you these guys today. We're going to be right back here tomorrow for number 5. Thursday, I don't think I'll be able to do a show. I'll be traveling, but we'll pick it up maybe possibly Friday. We've got a funeral Friday as well. I'll keep you posted. But we're going to continue this series, Lies People Believe About Money. And I think this is a great teaching, a great thing to understand. Remember, we talked about that our main scripture is in 1 Timothy, and it's in chapter number 6 and verse number 10. And that verse is that the love of money is the root of all evil. Notice that it said money itself isn't evil. It's the love of money that is evil. So remember, money helps things. Money creates an opportunity for you to be in covenant with God. Why? Because you bring the tenth into the storehouse. So these are things that we need to learn, things that we need to know and learn. And so I wanted to encourage you guys with these. I love you. I honor you. I appreciate you. And I want you to remember, God has your miracle in mind, and something powerful, awesome, and great is going to happen in your life today. Be blessed. I'll see you soon.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that you were encouraged by today's message. If you would like to partner with us monthly or sow a seed into our ministry, you can download the Standing Strong Ministries app on Google Play or the App Store, or you can send it to Post Office Box 602, Lebanon, Missouri, 65536. Thank you and have a wonderful day.